This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's worldwide hit, and as of last week, most streamed song ever, Despacito, is being propagandized by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, altering the lyrics to encourage Venezuelans to vote for the formation of a, quote, constitutional assembly to rewrite the country's 18-year-old constitution. News of the reappropriated version quickly reached Fonsi, who affirmed his music is, quote, all for those who want to enjoy it, not for propaganda. Maduro's presidency has become increasingly unpopular among his citizens, especially as oil prices continue to drop and food shortages increase, resulting in mass protests throughout the year, including the quote-unquote mother of all protests in the capital city of Caracas in April. In a recent poll, 98% of respondents said they are opposed to the formation of a constitutional assembly. Motown singer and man credited as finding the Jackson 5, Bobby Taylor, passed away in Hong Kong on Saturday. Taylor had been going through treatment for leukemia and tumors in his spine. Born in Washington, D.C. in 1934, Taylor served as a cook in the military during the Korean War and eventually took his life and magnetic voice west, forming Little Daddy and the Bachelors with none other than Tommy Chong on guitar. The group soon renamed themselves Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. They were signed to Motown Records in 1965, and 3 years later, a then-unknown family group called the Jackson 5 opened for Taylor's group. Taylor was so impressed with the family troupe's performance that he arranged for them to audition for Berry Gordy, signed the Jackson 5 to Motown Records and made Taylor their first producer. Taylor eventually took on a solo career for Motown before moving to China and eventually settling in Hong Kong, where Taylor lived out the rest of his life and career. Bobby Taylor was 83. For Soundcheck music news, visit our website at kutx.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.